Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We face the most important election in American history. And we face a choice. Where will you stand on this Battleground America? Here's your host, Tara Servatius.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Okay, gonna dive right in, pick up where we left off yesterday. It was terrible what the deep state did in the 2016 election. Bill Barr, our attorney general, has told us over and over. Appalled was the word he used. So bad, it is second only to the coup against Lincoln, in which Democrats shot him. Wow, that's pretty serious.
A source said to me a couple of years ago, speaking of the Russia collusion story, that this was the closest the United States ever came to a coup to take down a president since the assassination of Lincoln. Is that an appropriate statement?
In this sense, I think it is the closest we have come to an organized effort to push a president out of office.
And it continues.
But what the, you know, I'm not reaching a judgment as to what the motivations there were.
So serious, it's second only to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. That's pretty serious. You'd think he'd want us to know what our deep state did, the full story of it, because we still don't know that. But Denny announces this week, I think this is the biggest story of the week. I'll get around to that in March, April, maybe spring of 2021. Sir, President Trump's got about a 50-50 chance of winning this thing. You won't be around in the spring. And besides, you promised us in December we would know by this spring. He's slow walking it, folks. It will be one of the largest travesties in U.S. electoral history if we go to those polls without knowing what they did. Because keep in mind, we know the FBI broke the law. We know the CIA broke the law. We know the Department of Justice broke many laws. They all perjured themselves, at a minimum, at a felony level. And we also know that they did this in direct concert with the Democrats, who also broke campaign finance laws to pay for the Steele dossier and the information. It was terrible what they did. But worse than that would be if we went to the polls and didn't know what it was. That is stealing. That is theft. That is information the American people are entitled to. So there's two ways we can get this information before the election. One of them is for Barr to go ahead and charge the people and tell the stories around why they're charged. Or Durham could put out a report. Of course, Barr is saying, no, we're not going to have the wrap up till the spring. So that's out. There's one more way we could learn what happened. And listener John wrote me an email reminding me of it this week. I'll read it. John writes, now that the Durham report is no longer going to be an issue in the election, Trump should immediately declassify all information currently withheld or undisclosed with respect to House and Senate subpoenas and FOIA requests from Judicial Watch and others. Now, remember this. If you are just now starting to listen to me, we went through this for years. 36 separate subpoenas issued to the FBI, CIA, State Department, and DOJ asking for information. This was when the Republicans controlled Congress. They came mostly out of the House Intel Committee. The FBI, Department of Justice, took the opinion that we don't answer to Congress anymore. We don't answer subpoenas. But you do answer to Congress. No, we don't. And they blew them off. They just didn't give them the information. That's an absolute travesty, but it's also terrifying because it really articulates on behalf of these agencies the position that, look, we don't answer to Republicans. We spy on Republicans. We break the law to do it, but we don't answer to Republicans. And so this is what John is talking about. So Trump vowed to declassify that information. When did he do it? Remember? It was May 23rd, 2019. Where is it? Where is it? I mean, if we're not going to charge any more people, we're not going to do it before the election, we're not going to have the Durham report before the election, we're not going to have a summary of it. And come on, you know Barr could give us a summary. He's told us it was almost as bad as the attempted assassination of Lincoln. Tell us what it was! Ah! Anyway, I get too worked up over this. Okay, so Trump gave Barr, when he ordered the declassification of this information, that the FBI would not turn over to Congress, that the DOJ would not turn over to Congress, guess who he put in charge of it? Bill Barr. Back when again? I'm sorry. May 23rd of 2019? Huh. It's like almost a year and a half ago. Where is it? Bill Barr hadn't mentioned it. So weird. Now, what is Bill Barr's role here? Okay, there are rules, not laws, rules that govern the declassification by a president of information. And so what they're supposed to go, or what they're supposed to do, is go to these near criminal agencies, because that's what they are, if not outwardly criminal agencies. And they're all supposed to participate in the declassification. In other words, they go through and they mark it up and they say, okay, well, there's, you know, means and sources in here, got to block those out, right? Well, we've been at this a year and a half now. Where is this information? Here's the thing. Trump put Barr in charge of that. But those are only rules. The power to declassify is constitutional. So Trump can abide by the rules, but they're not laws. So if he wanted to, he could dump it all out tomorrow. All these documents, answer all the subpoenas right on the steps of the White House. Just dump it all out there. Here, take it. It's yours. So I got two questions. And John has a question on this too. Where's Barr on this? Where's Barr? He doesn't have to complete the Durham investigation to tell us what they did that's so horrible that it is second only to the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. He could just declassify. We don't need a Durham report with a ribbon on it. So where is it? John's right. Where is it? John writes, any official not willing to immediately and comprehensively comply should receive the phrase Trump is most famous for, you're fired, starting with Bill Barr, if he tries to interfere or delay any longer. Just do it. No more clever 3D chess moves. And folks, I think this is part of why, in anticipation, there might be a last minute dump here, that Facebook and Twitter have done almost Stalin-esque lockdowns in anticipation of this being Trump's false surprise. But with Barr coming out and saying this week, I don't know if it's going to happen. Which brings me to something else about our deep state. I have told you, if you've been with me for a long time, if you're new, welcome. Since just after the 2016 election, as we were beginning to learn the ways in which the FBI had, we now know, illegally broken laws to meddle in that election, I've been telling you, if the deep state was not put down legally, criminally, indicted, humiliated, that we would never have another election without their interference again. And that is an absolutely terrifying thought. And folks, we're seeing the signs of it already. I want to dive into this because this shows you this is the same FBI, again, that just blows off subpoenas from Congress if they come from Republicans. They simply just don't comply. We don't have to answer. We're royalty. Oh, do send the check for our budget, though. And they get it. They get the check for their budget every year. And because we've seen just one indictment, a low-level FBI agent named Kleinsmith, they've taken that to mean they can continue doing as they please. And what they're doing is terrifying, folks. The FISA court put this out on the Friday before Labor Day. That's what they do, a document dump, so you hopefully won't notice. This is horrifying. The FBI has been trolling through the NSA database, pulling out, well, whatever they like. Listen to this. This is the first time I've ever heard this. Searching through thousands of emails and texts, but now also, and this is the first time I've ever seen this, phone calls without a warrant. The FISA court found, quote, widespread violations, unquote. See, because the thing is, you need a warrant to do that. Are they getting them? No, not at all. Like in 2019, how many times they go deep diving? Folks, text, emails, phone calls. By the way, these are Americans. Do you know they're only supposed to be reading the text of the foreign nationals that might be a threat to us? You can't just go get American stuff, but they are. How many times? Oh, in 2019, 16,000. Wait, the FBI thinks they can do this? Yeah, 16,000. Well, how many of those were legal? How many of those did they get actual warrant for? Like they're supposed to every time they do it? Just 7. They're out of control again. They're out of control again. Who's to say they're not blackmailing the whole political class? Could they be? Are they? I mean, I don't know. They're an out of control, runaway agency that answers to no one. And that is terrifying. By the way, that number 7 out of 16,000, that comes from the Department of Justice's National Security Division. Fox News reported it. Again, let me read this. The law requires the agency to seek FISA court permission to access such data each time it does it. They need a court order. They don't care. Database. A database that contains everything on everyone. And Obama started using it politically. Where have we heard that before? Such a database. Oh, I know. Representative Maxine Waters. She told us all about it. It was a magical database. And Obama had it and he was using it and had everything on everybody. Take a listen to Maxine telling us all about it. This audio clip comes from the end of the Obama administration. Listen to this.
The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database mm-hmm. that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in mm-hmm. ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place.
The database. Yeah, it's sure powerful. It's in the hands of the FBI. It's the NSA database. Now, listen to what Maxine Waters said at the end there. Let me play you the end part. She anticipated, even at the end of the Obama regime, that they would get in trouble for this, that they would get in trouble. Because remember, even the Obama officials, hundreds and hundreds of searches by random people like Ambassador Samantha Powell, Susan Rice. So she's telling you they're using this as their own personal database, but they're anticipating, oh, my God, we're going to get in trouble for this. This is illegal what we're doing. This is illegal what the FBI is doing. It's illegal what they're all doing. She anticipated getting in trouble, but nobody ever did. And so this is what the FISA court document dump shows us. The FBI is still abusing that database that nobody has ever seen in life. As Maxine Waters says, it's got everything on everybody. Listen to how she views it. Maxine Waters is not in the leadership of the Democrat Party. Maxine Waters just repeats what she hears in the halls of Congress. She just knows it's because she overheard it. She's not a player. She's not playing enough to know any of this, right? You know what that tells you? Maxine Waters knows this and isn't smart enough not to run her mouth because it is common knowledge on the Hill that Obama had a database and the FBI had a database because they're who possesses it. And this is how they use it. They knew what they were doing was illegal. I mean, even Maxine Waters in that clip says, whoever the Democrat nominee is, she means after Obama, they're going to have to go down with the database. In other words, they know this is illegal. They anticipated some consequences for their illegality, for using spy equipment, information gathering equipment that was only ever supposed to be used to go after terrorists who were foreign nationals against the American people for political purposes. They anticipated some sort of criminal consequences, and they never came. And that's why the FISA court is now protecting these thugs. Document dumps late Friday afternoon on Labor Day, hoping you won't notice that the FBI has now become a political arm of the Democrat Party and is just using that database that Maxine Waters described. Folks, if Joe Biden wins, this database will always be used this way. This will never end and it will never change. It will become a thing of terror. If you want to be anyone or do anything in life of any kind of significance, you're going to have to worry about every text you've ever sent, about every fight you've ever had with your wife over email, about everything you've ever said and what you thought was a private phone call, because they have it all. It's a database like nobody's ever seen in life.
The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database mm-hmm. that no one has ever seen before in life. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before.
So it's up to Bill Barr and ultimately Donald J. Trump to blow the whistle on this before the election. Lay it all out there. I guarantee a lot of this scandal goes back to that database. That's the part we don't know yet. But we do know. That's the thing. One great American tried to warn us and paid almost all to do it. And we didn't listen. I'll tell you about him. What happened to him and where he is. Says everything. That's up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I want to point something out to you that happened. That's a really, really big deal. Something that says everything about the culture and state of our country right now compared to 20 or 30 years ago. Do you remember when you were younger, or in my case, growing up, and we lived in near total fear of the Soviet Union and nuclear war and all of that stuff? And do you remember that dissidents would do just about anything to escape those communist bloc countries, particularly the Soviet Union? And when a dissident would make it to America, would escape, would find a way in, it would be a big deal. We'd praise them. We'd be so happy for them. They had escaped to freedom. Folks, I could have never imagined as a kid in school learning about the terrors of what people lived through in the Soviet Union under an authoritarian regime like that I would ever live to see the day when American dissidents would instead flee to Russia from their own evil security state. A day when the pipeline from Russia to America for freedom would reverse itself and begin to go the other way. But it has. I'm not saying Russia's a good place. But ask yourself this. If true whistleblowers from the United States of America have to flee to Russia, an extremely democratically imperfect state, what does it say about the state of freedom in our own republic? Because something amazing has just happened here. A federal appeals court has just ruled that Edward Snowden was a whistleblower, perhaps the greatest American whistleblower of all time. Not a fake whistleblower like the kind we have in Washington now that blow the whistle on Trump and make up lies and violate laws to get those lies to the public. No. A true American whistleblower. Here's what this federal appeals court ruled. 7 years after former NSA contractor Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the mass surveillance of America's phone records, the court found the program was illegal. Illegal. You cannot spy on all Americans. You cannot scoop up their emails and their text and who they call and who they associate with. That violates the Fourth Amendment. You know that if you listen to my radio show. I've been saying it for years. It was patently illegal. And they found something else. The U.S. intelligence leaders that oversaw this law-breaking program and publicly lied about it were not telling the truth. They were covering up their own crimes. James Clapper, I'll never forget it, director of national intelligence, the chief intelligence guy in all of Washington, the guy running this illegal program, sat before members of Congress under oath and lied about the existence of the program. He's never been prosecuted. Remember Roger Stone? Remember the invasion of Roger Stone's home? They had it surrounded from all sides, even used amphibious vehicles, kicked the doors down because Stone perjured himself before Congress? Not James Clapper. He spied on you. He spied on me. He violated the most fundamental of our rights, our Fourth Amendment rights. He's a commentator on CNN. Paid. Statute of limitations has expired on his crimes, on his perjury, on lying, and not just lying to Congress, but lying to Congress to cover up his crimes, his sick, twisted spying program that spied on every American. We fought an entire revolutionary war over less. I get very upset talking about this. Edward Snowden is the greatest American whistleblower who's ever lived. Where does Edward Snowden live? In Russia. In Russia. The only country that would take him after our State Department under John Kerry pressured country after country after country after country to block his path. And the same people, the State Department, the CIA, the FBI, who have smeared Snowden through all this time, are the same ones who ran the coup against Donald Trump. In a lot of cases, like Clapper's and Comey's and Brennan's, they're the very same people who smeared Edward Snowden. If only we had listened to Snowden, we might have seen what monsters these people were. So appeals court finds all those things. Program was illegal. People who oversaw it lied. And I would add, lied under oath, that's perjury, it's a felony. Snowden wrote on Twitter, "I never imagined that I would live to see our courts condemn the NSA's activities as unlawful and in the same ruling credit me for exposing them." He is a whistleblower. That's how you tell the difference between the fake ones. They don't have to run from Russia in absolute terror of our security state in our intel apparatus. And the true whistleblowers do. Russia, folks. Russia. The dissident pipeline has reversed itself. It now flows out of the country. From America to Russia. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. Listen to the ACLU. Even the ACLU lauded this ruling by the Federal Appeals Court. A federal appeals court just ruled the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone records was illegal. The ACLU tweets, "This ruling, which confirms what we have always known, is a victory for our privacy rights." Yeah, it is. Even further, the three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit specifically credited Edward Snowden for exposing it. Trump should pardon Snowden if the security state that wrecked his life doesn't get Trump first. And it may. It may. It's all but barely contained. But I just want to point out the significance of this to you. This is a huge development. And it's one that shows everything. Edward Snowden, I have a feeling, is just the first of the American dissidents who will flee for their lives, their security, their reputations to Russia. You ever stop to wonder, why aren't there any FBI whistleblowers when so many laws were broken by the FBI in the coup against Trump, or CIA whistleblowers or NSA whistleblowers in this coup against Trump? Again, I offer you Exhibit A, Snowden. You willing to give up your entire family, your life in America, everyone you have ever known and never see them again to blow the whistle on the security state? And he only barely escaped to Russia. John Kerry went country after country after country after country when he was Secretary of State and blocked Snowden's exit from the United States of America, folks. This is the beginning. This is what the beginning of a totalitarian regime looks like. And you're thinking to yourself, well, didn't Russia poison someone this week? Maybe. Or maybe it's just U.S. and English intel lying to us again, like they did in the coup against Donald Trump. It's impossible to tell anymore. They can't be trusted. And the very thing, the very crimes, the data collection crimes that Snowden exposed are proof that they cannot be trusted. And proof they will break the law, perjure themselves before Congress, break the law at a felony level to cover up their crimes. Do they deserve trust? No. Is Putin a good guy? Doubt it. So what does it say that our whistleblowers have to run there from something inside our intel agencies so rotten. It is worse what's here inside those agencies than it is in Russia. Thought I'd leave you with that. We got what left, folks? 50 days? Let's hope Bill Barr can find the gumption to do something about it. And if he can't, I hope President Trump steps up. Time is ticking. They are this close to getting away with it. They know it. And that's why they'll do anything to steal this election and get Trump out of office. I want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. Ask you to subscribe and please share with like-minded friends and family across the country. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.